Good afternoon, gambler.
Hello, Todd. How are you, Todd?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I like sitting next to you. I like this.
Yeah, this is better. It's more cozy.
Said hello, gamblers, not fucking Todd.
I was talking to Todd. Oh, you know how I like to derail the show.
Well, yeah, you're right. I just feel fucking disrespected. Gorms is a piece of shit. This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
Amen.
You can find us on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Tell your friends about us if they like winning money.
And you can rate.
Oh, yeah, you can rate and review. And we enjoy those. You can also follow us on Twitter at BroBroBets. So you can follow us on the Action Network, myaction.app/BroBroBets for all of our picks. And it makes you a better. How you guys doing today? How's everyone doing?
I took a beating last night.
Well,
it's all right. I was on a streak. I was on a little run there, and then the gambling gods were like, don't get too cocky. You're going 1-3.
They have a funny way of putting you back in your place. Scores
1-2, best bet hit with the St. Louis Blues, but I'm having problems with the old stick and ball sport. And I can't really call a winner, Todd, so I'm going to be kind of letting you go upwards in your picks because you're good at it and it's proven.
Yeah, you're more of
but I'm going down
a,
on mine.
A boobs and basketball guy.
Well,
than you are a stick and ball.
You're definitely more of boobs and basketball than you are stick and ball.
Guys, we got a lot less games. We've got a lot less. So it's easier for me to kind of break stuff down than it is for 162 times a year in baseball.
I mean, you do play with your stick and balls while you watch the boobs and basketball.
Can we
different.
Can we just talk about sport here?
We are.
I mean, for the love of God.
We are.
Hear, I get ripped on the Twitter when I say I was going all in on WNBA.
You said you were hard on the
No,
WNBA.
I was going hard on the NBA is what I was saying yesterday, and then I caught heck for that because I'm like, what? I'm just saying, if I go hard on a bet, that means I'm riding the thing. I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah, you're riding the WNBA,
Tony.
Yeah,
but you were hard on the WNBA.
The betting lines, yes, going hard on it. You know,
you're
if you're in a workout, hey,
hard
I'm going
on
hard today.
NBA and soft on the stick and ball sport.
Oh,
yeah,
for God's sakes. All right,
it's all right.
Are we good?
Did we cover that? Saying?
I'm here and I'm ready to roll. We got WNBA news. Come on.
All right, yesterday, let's look at what we did. I had the over 5.5, or sorry, over 5 is my best bet in Houston, Seattle. That was a push.
Mm.
Todd had Philly -120. They lost to San Diego 8-2.
Bad.
You have anything to say about
bad.
That? Just bad.
Bad day for the Phillies.
Over 8.5, Dodgers in Arizona. It was 3-1, so not great to hear. St. Louis, Gorm's your best bet. How do you feel about that game?
That was a
good hockey game.
Like what they did. They shut them down. Not so many penalties. Kind of like what we talked about. But hey, we're not skating. But yeah, that was a nice home win.
I thought St. Louis was fucked after. They played like the most dominant 5 to 10 minutes of hockey that I've seen in a long, long time.
Which time? What period?
The second. They go on a penalty. They get a power play, and then they give up a shorty. And I was like, oh, they're fucked at this point. All the momentum swing, but they just came back.
Kept it in, yeah.
Good for the Blues.
That place is going nuts, man. I love it. I love watching them in St. Louis. They just don't know winners when it comes to St. Louis Blues. And first time since 1970. I love how everybody's just an animal out there.
Well, we would all love to see the Blues win.
Yeah. Everyone in America outside of Boston wants the Blues to win.
Very only the city of Boston is rooting for the Bruins.
Yes. Over first five, L.A. Angels and Chicago Cubs. That one's on me. They scored 6 in the 6th, so just one inning off. Just one inning off. But Todd did have the Chicago Cubs to beat the L.A. Angels, and that came through.
Hey, my one win.
So not a terrible little day. Let's lead that in straight into our best bets today. Our best bet standing for our D-Gen of the week is currently I am 1-0-1.
Good for you, T.
Gorms is 1-1.
Okay.
Hey.
And then Todd is 0-2.
Todd, you're into uncharted waters here, Todd.
Welcome to Sucktown.
Todd, you have the T-Box, so we don't take any of your best bets. Go.
Well, we're going to turn it around with this no-brainer. Okay. We're going to take Milwaukee first five minus half a run against the Marlins.
Not
the Brewers are third in the league in runs scored in the first five innings. We say that every week. They have Chase Anderson on the hill tonight, 3-0 with a 3.31 ERA against Pablo Lopez, 3-5, 4.99 ERA. You get Milwaukee first five minus half a run at minus 119. If you take the first five money line, it's minus 175. Yeah. This is still an easy cover, so better your return there.
Pablo Lopez is a fucking bum.
Tony!
Gorbs,
a bum.
Your best bet, please.
It's easy. We're sticking with the WNBA tonight. Seattle Storm. It's a late one for all you Eastern Standard Time bearers.
We know you'll
bearers.
Stay up late to watch that one.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Taking the Seattle Storm. They're out with some stars. You know, Breanna Stewart, Sue Bird,
yeah,
out with some stars. Minnesota Lynx also out with some. But they are getting, again, I've talked about Nafisa Collier. She's playing great class of the league right now, undefeated. But it comes to an end tonight in Seattle. They are starting a three-game road swing. The Lynx are undefeated currently. But it ends tonight. I'm taking Seattle Storm plus the point. There you go. That's my best bet of the day.
Undefeated currently, huh? Mm-hmm. Undefeated. You're going against the Lynx.
Yeah, they're real young, Tony. I mean,
they've been a winner for us in the past.
I would have went with the rain.
Yeah?
I don't know. I get why they went with storm.
Oh, you Seattle rain.
The Seattle rain.
Yeah.
I like it better.
Because it rains all the time there. It doesn't storm all the time.
Right. I don't think it ever storms.
It rains for a little bit. Hey, and the rest of the day is fine.
You know what? It storms tonight in Seattle.
My best bet of the day. We talked about the St. Louis Blues earlier. We're going down to St. Louis for the other team, the Cardinals.
Okay.
The Cardinals are 24th versus righties at home. Do you know who's on the mound tonight for the Reds?
Big old lefty.
Nope, it's a righty. Luis Castillo.
Who is
5-1 with a 2.45 ERA. Even better at night, he's 5-0 with a 1.5 ERA. Since he is 7th in the last 30 days against left-handed pitching, Genesis Cabrera is on the mound for the Cards. He's only 22 years old. His first start, he went 3 innings, gave up 3 earned runs. Give me Cincinnati. First 5, minus 140, take it straight to the bank and cash that check right now.
You know I'm going to put a double stamp on that one.
Yep.
We don't go against Castillo.
No, we do not. We've been riding him all year. He's been our pony all year, and he's got a little hobbled recently.
Mm-hmm.
But the stats say that he's going to be fine tonight in St. Louis, so take him and the Reds, first 5, minus 140. And those are our best bets for today. So let's just roll right into baseball. Since Todd had already double stamped my Cincinnati pick, we know that that's one of his picks.
Correct.
Let me give you another one of my picks, okay?
All right.
Philadelphia Phillies, okay? Have you heard of them?
Heard of them.
Pretty good.
They are 28th versus right-hand pitching on the road.
That's bad.
That's not great. Chris Paddock is on the mound for San Diego.
You know we love Paddock. He's a wonder kid.
Little bounce back game after he got fucking rattled and fucking rocked in the Bronx. That doesn't matter. He comes back home to San Diego. He's got a 1.42 ERA at home. Okay? So that's the Philly bats we're dealing with there. Now we go to San Diego. They're 25th, versus right-handed pitching at home. Jared Eichhoff is on the mound for Philly. Something that scares me here, he's got a 2.1 ERA in April, but he's got a 5 ERA in May. So I need a bounce back game from Eichhoff here. Something that a good team to do it against is the Padres at home, since they're 25th versus righties. So I'm going Philly, San Diego, under 4, first 5.
I like it.
That's another one of my picks, okay?
Tony, I love it.
I mean, the evidence that he just provided to the court right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're doing here. We're giving evidence, we're giving stats, we're giving trends for so that you out there can make your best, most informed pick. Gorms, is it a rain out today or?
Well, let's do something a little bit different.
Oh, sure, of course.
Todd, sit down and get comfortable for a second.
He already is.
I'm going to give you a game, but here's what I want to do. Right. I want you to talk about it with the other guy on the other side of the room, Tony Diggs over there.
Okay.
There is no reason for me to be taking what I'm taking in this game.
Oh.
There's none. Very little.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? Well, like yesterday I went over and I gave you runs scored against the pitchers or last two. It was like 18-10, 8-5.
Sure.
And that didn't hit.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going against the grain. I'm going Tampa Bay on the road at Detroit. Ryan Carpenter on the mound. 13-11, 5-4 in his last starts as far as opponents' runs scored. Now, on the other side, Blake Snell, 4-3-2-1, his last four starts. So, we got one team that's going to let up a lot of runs and one team that's not going to, but the young Tiger bats are getting hot, Todd.
Okay,
and they are at home. I am going the over 8.5 runs in Tampa Bay at Detroit. I like Tampa Bay to win the game outright, but Detroit makes it a ball game, and they cover the 8.5 total.
Now, you want us to refute why you're dumb, or
no? It doesn't really make sense based on what I went with yesterday, and then I flipped it today, kind of like James Holzhauer did in his final bet. So it's up to you guys. If you don't want it in the cup of coffee a day parlay, I'm okay with taking it out.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, Ryan Carpenter, like you said, he's got almost an 8 ERA. Mm-hmm. Blake Snell's
pitching well.
He's been up and down. Both teams I just looked, they're in the middle of the pack versus lefties the last 30 days. But, You never know. I mean, the Tampa Bay could go off for a fuck ton of runs.
So that's what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking they get like 7 or 8 themselves.
Not a lot of hope in the Tigers, but you never know.
But the young bats. Remember I said. Key phrase there. Young bats.
The young bats are heating up. Okay. All right. Let's go. I got another one here. See if anybody disagrees. Toronto and the New York Yankees. They're playing in Toronto. Toronto is dead last. Dead last. Versus right-handed pitching at home, okay? The New York Yankees, second to last versus right-handed pitching away.
Where you're going here.
Okay. Tanaka's on the mound for Yankees, so we know that's not going to be an issue there. And then we got Clayton Richards, who has had 2 starts this year. He's gone 4 innings in both. He's given up 2 earned runs and 1 earned run. So I am going with the first 5, under 5, Yankees in Toronto in this game.
Like it, Tony.
Love
just,
it.
Just based on the stats there.
Love okay? it. No.
Just a little base. Just based on the stats. Just looking at the information.
I'm
doing
convinced.
Todd, what do you got, buddy?
I got the Rangers first 5 money line at home against the Orioles. Not great pitching tonight. Drew Smyly for the Rangers, 1-3, yeah. 6.98 ERA. And Dylan Bundy for the Orioles, 2-6, 4.58 ERA. Rangers are second in the league and runs scored in the 5th inning. First in the league when at home, and Baltimore is 21st in the league and runs scored in the first 5 innings. Rangers, first 5 money line. Bucket. Also, the Dodgers, first 5.
Ryu!
Minus half a run.
He's on
the
mound,
road
isn't he?
Against the D-backs. Ryu is starting for the Dodgers.
Yes.
He's a fucking complete beast. 8-1, 1.48 ERA. The Diamondbacks have Taylor Clark on the hill, 1-1 with a 4.67 ERA. The Dodgers are the best team in the National League right now, in my opinion.
Arguably baseball,
arguably
Todd.
Arguably the entire
arguably
league.
Baseball.
But I know this. They're 6th in the league in runs scored in the first 5, and Arizona is 15th.
Uh-oh.
Not a lot of return here if you take the first 5 money line, which right. I almost did until I took a second look.
Yep.
It's a minus 225. So take the first 5 minus half a run because you get that at minus 155.
Nice,
and that's not bad value with this up. Lopsided pitching. Yeah.
We call that shuffling and shelving is what you did there.
Shuffling
you came
and
out
shoving.
Of one. You came out of one parking garage. You moved to another one.
Don't you scare Gorms and poke him with the good end of a stick.
No. That's right. It's better than a sharp stick, Tony.
Speaking of poking things with a stick.
Not the WA. It's not WA.
For God's sake,
we're almost
guys.
There. I got two more baseball picks. I loved the slate today. You know, the other day when I laid off of baseball just because I didn't like anything? Well, today is the opposite. I liked a lot today. I am going. If I were to tell you, a 40-18 team, okay, was playing against a team that's I think it's 28-30, and the 40-18 team was underdogs. What do you think about taking that underdog?
Yeah,
team?
I put the wallet on.
It just screams value to me.
It screams value. I'm going with the Minnesota Twins. You can get them at plus 115
hey, by the way,
right
show,
now.
Show favorite.
Huh?
Show,
oh, yeah, yeah. Show favorite. Well, yeah,
for
I mean, sure. Anyway, they've won a lot for us.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Show favorite, Minnesota Twins. You could get them as a dog, plus 115, okay? Twins, they're going against Bieber, who's on the mound for Cleveland, who's a young stud. He's been good this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave up 6 earned runs in 5 innings in his last start. So, you know, he can be got. And then the Twins have Devin Smeltzer.
Smeltzer!
In his first start last week, he went 6 innings, no earned runs.
Oh.
So something to think about there. And then the Indians are 28th in hitting versus lefties. And Smeltzer happens to be a lefty.
Smeltzer!
So if you're going to give me all that stuff and I get fucking juice on the Twins, I'm going to take that fucking game 10 out of 10 times.
Greedy Tony, I love it.
Take
I love
those
it.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota
yeah.
bats, baby.
Oh, yeah, I love
they
it, Tony.
They are hot.
And then I got a little toe in the water one for you, Gorms.
Here we go.
It's going to be a close game.
All right,
I got news for you.
Checking the temp.
Los Angeles Angels, I'm taking a minus 110. Not bad. Not a bad juice situation there. They got Griffin Canning on the mound, who has a 2.2 ERA at home, 2.4 ERA at night. Oakland is 20th versus right-hand pitching, so he should be able to take care of them. The Angels are 4th versus right-handed pitching. The only issue with this game here is, and why I'm not heavy on the Angels, is because Frankie Montes is on the mound for the A's.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6-2 with a 2.81 ERA. But last week, to this very same Angels team, he went four innings and gave up four earned runs.
Wow, and Oakland's been a hot team, Tony.
Well, they were until you fucking they won 10 and 10, and I think they lost three in a row because of you.
I put my money on them, so they went south.
Yeah, just like the Mariners. So I got to lean to the Angels there.
And didn't Canning only allow one run over six innings his last outing against the A's?
Look at Toddy Stats.
Something to think about, Todd.
Toddy Stats.
Something to think about, Todd.
A good bet there.
All right, so those are our baseball bets. Those are our hard stick bets. And
what?
Speaking of hard sticks,
what the hell are you talking about?
It's time for the WNBA, Gorms. You already picked it as your best
bet tonight. Yeah, I got Seattle Storm. And currently, as we speak, and probably as you listen, you early birds, there is a game going on right now.
What?
In Madison Square Garden. The LA Sparks taking on the New York Liberty. And New York Liberty are getting a boatload of points. And the Sparks, Todd, the Sparks are a new team.
Do you want to live bet that?
Okay. The Sparks are a new team.
Okay.
A lot of new faces.
Uh-huh.
But they're an awful good team. But I'm taking New York Liberty. Last time these two teams played, last year in Madison Square Garden, a one-point game.
A one-point game?
But I know the team rosters have changed, but this is the start of a long road trip, like I said. It's going to be a close game. New York Liberty may not win it, but they stay within 6.5. And that's going on as we speak.
All right. So as we speak, the current score is 10-9. We got 4:28 left in the first. We could live bet it. I got the New York Liberty still at +6.5. You sticking with that live bet right now?
I am.
You know what? We're live. We're currently, live betting WNBA.
Yeah. We've gone sick, boys. We've gone sick.
Why are they playing at 11 o'clock?
One of two things. It's a national holiday that I don't know which one it is, or something's
going on. Today's a national holiday?
It could be. Or something's going on tonight at Madison Square Garden. And
you tell me the WNBA got bumped because something else is going on at Madison Square Garden?
Hey, I don't know. It could be Gaga playing there for all we know.
Oh, I'm just saying. The Knicks wouldn't be bumped for Gaga.
You don't know that. She's pretty good at performing.
I've never seen the Knicks have to play at noon because fucking Gaga was there.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know. It could be a holiday.
I don't know.
But I ain't arguing, man, because we got early morning live betting.
The sexism is ridiculous here. All right, so Friday we got a little Belmont preview coming. Gorms, you got any leads yet? Are you going to have something for us?
Watch this, Tony.
Yeah. What are we sniffing?
I'm sniffing Stables.
Oh, okay.
In Belmont. Yeah, I'm sniffing them right now. And it's early, but boy, oh boy, two things that I'm smelling, horse shit and victory. Okay? That's what I'm smelling. And it's early in the week. Yes, I'll have some Belmont stuff for you. Don't forget
It's National Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh, yeah. That's how they have it. Yep.
WNBA gets the early game on National Hug Your Cat Day.
Hey, respect, man.
Yeah, makes sense.
Plus, they can have a 6 o'clock dinner reservation. Oh, you know what I mean? After they take care of business.
Hug your cat day.
Hey, you don't want me to go to the dirt, do you?
What kind of dirt?
The French dirt.
The open? Yeah. I mean, if you got picks, let's
I
go
do.
There.
But till we come to air next time, Todd, these two matches will be played, and I'm parlaying both of them. I'm taking Simona Halep, the third. She is third seeded in the French Open against Amanda Anisimova. I am taking Simona Halep to win this tournament on the women's side.
Whoa.
Also, I'm taking 14th-seeded Madison Keys over 8th-seeded Ashley Barty. Yes. Love the American. Last time they played 6-3, 6-2 straight sets, Madison Keys had the victory. So I'm going Simona Halep and Madison Keys in a parlay at the French Open. Women's singles.
Gorms did his little birdie thing yesterday before I left the office on my shoulder and goes, "Don't be afraid to throw a little money on Stan Wawrinka." Tomorrow.
I know.
Against you're feeling it, eh?
Against Federer.
Well, they're playing.
They're playing right now. Mm-hmm. First set went 7-6 in Federer's way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stanny Boy
came back.
Won the second.
Yes,
and
he
then
did.
7-6 in a tiebreak in the third.
Mm-hmm.
Wawrinka's currently up in the fourth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Gorms, you come through with that bet for me. I'll never forget you.
All right, I said, hey, little birds laying on shoulders every now and again.
That's two live bets on a pre-recorded podcast.
Really?
This has never been done before. We are breaking new ground.
But you know what? That's
what we do.
They get it, though.
They get it. I mean, this comes out, it's currently 11:25. We say around noonish. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you get to it quick enough, it might still be going on.
Love it.
Currently, the Liberty up 13-12 on the Sparks.
There we go.
So good for you, Gorms. So, like I said, we got Belmont on Friday. Tomorrow we got NBA, NHL on Thursday, and then I compiled my list of NFL beat writers / whoever's covering NFL teams. I got all 32, so I'm going to reach out to them today, hopefully get them scheduled.
Look at you, Tony.
One a day until I believe it runs. There's a couple. I'm like, we're not doing anything to July 4th. I'm not going to make people work July 4th. So,
and Tony, let me throw this out there.
Speaking of July 4th, get your 4th of July merch at store.patmcafeeshow.com because there is no 4th of July line of merch that can equal our 4th of July line of merch.
You are correct, Todd.
It's the best. Correct. It's the
best by far
of 4th of July merch.
Also, we do have a new That's Hockey Talk coming up later on today. Obviously, we saw what the Blues did last night. So Nick Meraldo and myself and AQ Shipley with a late recording and a very, very special guest.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle that out there and let you guys smell it.
Why don't you tell us who? Why don't you promote it?
Very, very special guest. Let's just say this. It's about the NHL.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Close, Todd. Close.
Lemieux?
Very close. Cool. You're warm. Warm.
Kurt Russell.
Colder.
Damn it.
Colder.
All right. So that leads us to our cup of coffee parlay. This is a big one today.
Yeah.
We do this every single day. We take all the picks that have been talked about in the room. We pull them all together.
We're
put them in a parlay.
We're greedy.
We put whatever you would spend on a cup of coffee on the parlay, and then you win thousands of dollars.
It's that easy.
Sound like a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thanks. First five, Cincinnati Reds minus 140.
Winner.
Philadelphia Phillies, San Diego Padres, under four first
That'll
five.
Pay.
Yankees, Blue Jays, under five. First
Go to
five.
The bank.
Minnesota Twins, game, money line.
ATM.
Angels, game, money line.
Cash.
Brewers, minus a half, first five from old Toddy Boy.
Gift.
Texas Rangers, minus five. Todd.
Another gift.
Dodgers, minus a half, first five. Ryu on the mound.
Take this
Let's
cash.
Go. Minnesota Lynx, plus the 1.5 from old Gourmet Boy.
Free money.
Maybe buy yourself a point there. Get the plus two. I don't know. I don't care. Tampa Bay Rays, Detroit Tigers, over 8.5
Cha-ching.
From Gorms. $5 to win. 22.87
Let's go.
That.
$2,287 you can win today just by listening to Bro Bets and placing $5 bet on the parlay of 10 teams. Let's go.
Todd, that starts a great summer right there.
Yeah, it does. Take that money and get you some 20% off 4th of July merch at store.patmcafeeshow.com.
Easy.
With the promo code America.
America. It's so easy.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.